Troll Kings by Derek Morrison. Troll Kings now ride the wave, new prophets the world to save. Deadly weapons they now wield, vicious words seed virtual field. Fracking anxieties and discontents, fueling egos, exploiting vents, thought leaders of the virtual age, putative masters of creating rage, recruiters for intellectual bubbles, silo builders for shared troubles. So grains of sand can feel like rocks, and tiny birds pretend they're hawks, so setting out to make their kill, while claiming it is the people's will. Their message is,
destroy the nest.
For only they know what is best, and in their silos, the people hear, because their world is full of fear. Farage tapped the English soul, claiming out was his only goal. Cameron fell, and so left the stage, stoking fires of increasing rage. Then Boris made his leader grab, but was felled by Gove's Brutus stab. Arise the saviour, come what may.
Out means out,
was all she'd say. Because Ed had left his brother's band, his stone of promises failed to stand. So Comrade Corbyn had come to pass, minor troll king of the working class. His disciples dug a deep, deep moat on which to launch their leaky boat to hold a party for times gone by. Only true believers need apply. Comrade Corbyn denied the link. He as captain would make it sink. General elections he may not win, but he only existed to expunge the sin of heretics from the New Labour sect. So comrades again, command respect. Come what may, had gold struck, she just could not believe her luck, how all the stars could so align. Surely this was a sacred sign. But now, even bigger kites would fly. Enter true grand masters of the virtual lie. Apprentice seducer makes trumpet call, roaring promises of a mighty wall.
Keep them out,
became his war cry.
Push them out,
meant his lesser fry. Irradiating patriotism until mutations form, so cancerous nationalism becomes the norm, and in its magnetic lies and hyperbole, attractive solutions to set them free, spawned post-truths that did so resonate, bypassing any intellectual gate, mind antibodies ready to deploy, nascent dissonance to destroy. Putin could so rub his hands with glee, as such trumpet notes were his key. His virtual missiles now had the range for targeting insecurities of global change. Anxieties and prejudices that lay beneath were nudged now into sharp relief. So Clinton fell, and she was no more, as trumpet blasted through the door. And so the Troll Kings, to their surprise, found they had won their mighty prize. Meanwhile, on East Asia's stage, an angry troll king paced his cage. For half-brother love he had none, so he knew what now must be done. So Kim Jong-nam met sticky end, flyers VX face cream now latest trend, for projecting power and striking fear into non-believers in leaders dear. And in Europe too things look tough, as motley prophets strut and puff, promising utopias by going alone, as long as they ascend the throne.
Keep them out,
is their war cry.
Push them out,
means Lesser Fry. But making the other disappear removes how Troll King's focus fear, and then new villains must be found.
Enemy of the people,
become trumpet sound. But such Troll Kings don't exist to lead, for it's ego furnaces that drive their need. Populous woodlands must now provide the fuel where such wolves feed and dribble drool. The populace, however, will prove fickle food, for the Troll Kings have so misunderstood that true leaders always put others first, discarding approbation to slake ego's thirst.